Each week I try to answer a question, but since Ty is gone today, we put him in charge of answering the question. We're going to watch him up on the screen.
Well, every week we try to answer a question that comes in, and this question said so many things to me other than just the question that when Jason and I read it, he basically voluntold me to answer it for us this week. And so here's the question. Why does God make us suffer through loved ones dying? When I was young and struggling in life, and I wasn't totally convinced that there even was a God, I had this mentality that if I was going to follow the God of the Bible and give up everything, then he was going to have to make my life good. Like, God was going to have to be this genie in a lamp for me, because we kind of, we had this agreement, this exchange program, like, if you do this, then I'll do that. But the thing is, I didn't get everything that I wanted, and life got hard. It got really hard. And I couldn't help but think, why should I have to suffer through all this? This life, this isn't fair. And eventually I got to the point where I said, if this is how life is going to be, then screw you, God. I'll do it myself. And that's when everything started to unravel. And fast forward, I learned the hard way that I had this fundamental misunderstanding of what following God was, a misunderstanding of Christian suffering, of God's sovereignty, and so much more. And what I learned was that God doesn't guarantee us a comfortable and easy life. He doesn't promise us all the toys and money and good health that we could dream of. But he does tell us that difficult times will come. And when I shifted my focus to him, asking him to help me through these hard times, I found peace and comfort. And the moment I stopped blaming God for the problems and I started leaning on him to get me through them, that's when it all changed for me. That's when I realized everything that I had gone through in my life was used to form me into who I am today. And even though it was hard, I don't know that I would change it even if I had the choice. And maybe that's not what this person was asking, but I see something different here. I see that they didn't capitalize the G in God, and that stands out because that was me at one time, because I wasn't convinced that God was worth it, because I was hurting, because I felt cheated in life, that it was unfair. And then I see in the question, why does he make us suffer? And it hits me because I once wanted to know, why would God make this life so bad? Why would he force us to suffer? And this even leads to the question, why does God allow evil? And I have to remember that God gave us free will. He gave us the ability to choose. Because to have the ability to love, we have to have the ability to choose. But the problem with this choice, with this ability, is that people can do evil with it. And so that's how evil and sin entered the world, through Satan and then through Adam and Eve. And they made a choice to disobey, and that brought a broken and fallen world upon us. It brought disease and natural disaster and all the things of pain and suffering in this world. And this is why Jesus came in the first place. He came in order to save us from the evil that was introduced to this world. And I don't know why God allows these specific and hard things that cause this deep hurt in us. But while Jesus was on earth, he had power over sickness and disease and sin and death, to let us know that he is the one who redeems us. He's the one who ultimately ends it, the one who has power over it all. And so we have to trust that God can turn these ripples into good in the end. And for me, that's where the answer is. Do I trust God that he is sovereign, that he is outside of time and he can see each and every event and how it affects the end, and that he therefore works all things for the good of those who love him according to his purpose? Do I trust God in something that I don't fully understand? Parents, what about this? Have you ever had to allow your child to endure pain at the dentist for the greater good? Romans 8 says, we hope in what we do not yet have, and that the Holy Spirit helps us. The gospel even reminds us that God didn't even spare his own son according to his good purpose. He gave him up for us. And so if you ask this question and you simply wanted to know, why do people die? Then I'm sorry, but you got a very different answer from me. But my hope is that you don't give up as you walk through these hardships. My hope is that you focus on God through these hard times, that you would ask him to take it away. But if he doesn't, I hope that you would ask him to help you through it. Don't lose hope in what's to come. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength and peace and help you to learn through it, that you would grow in love, that you would grow in dependence in God through it all. I don't see, I still believe.